Hello.
Yes, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. In what year were you born?
To be honest, if you just put Trump back in office, everything will be perfect.
Okay, when you happen to have just a few minutes to answer the following questions, I'll make it really quick.
Okay.
In what year were you born?
1969.
What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Eighth grade.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Neither.
What is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, or Latino?
Ginger.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people
Republican.
work?
Republican.
You are registered to vote?
Republican.
That would mean yes, that you are registered to vote, correct?
Republican.
Yes, correct. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Philadelphia.
Would you say very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Somewhat
The white.
or very?
Very.
How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Four.
Below is a list of the issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three: crime and public safety, corruption in city government, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, public school funding, city services like trash pickup, health care, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, gun violence, the cost of housing and rent, public transportation, homelessness. Please pick two or three.
Crime, corruption, and stupid rules, stupid laws. The law about not being able to stop people with illegal driving, with bumpers hanging off, windshield cracks. They want to call racism for that, but it's just legal. It's
Okay.
Pennsylvania state law. They could pull people over, but Philadelphia wants to be, bring everything into race.
Okay. Now, I would
When
like to rate.
the city of Philadelphia is 50% black with jobs for the city, police department, everything, almost 50% black, but it's still racist to pull somebody over with a bumper hanging over. That's very important. We need to change that.
Okay. Now we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold neutral. And zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. The local police officers.
Good Samaritans trying to do a job.
0 to 10.
I forget what your rating was. Good Samaritans trying to do a good job.
10 will be favorable. 0 unfavorable.
I guess favorable. Very favorable.
Okay, that will be a 10, correct?
I guess so.
0 to 10. 0 favorable. 10 will be favorable.
Favorable.
Okay. What about the Philadelphia Department of Streets?
The Streets Department?
The Philadelphia Department of Streets?
Yes. I never had an interaction. I mean, I see complaints online, but I don't know.
Good.
Zero. Neutral. Neutral.
What about the Major Cheryl Parker?
She's new. Was she have maybe 2 months on the job?
How would you rate her? 0 to 10. 10.
I don't know. It's too new. When I call a new person on the job, I say FNG.
Would that be neutral? 5 is neutral.
I don't know if I can answer. It's too new.
Okay.
She doesn't have any skin in the game.
Okay. What about the district attorney, Larry Krasner?
Loser.
0 to 10?
Whatever loser is. I guess 0 maybe.
Okay. What about the Philadelphia Police Department?
We did that already.
Okay, that would be favorable.
We did that one already.
Remember, the first one was your local police officers. This is the Philadelphia Police Department.
Oh, I mean, everybody's just doing a job. They're 50% black, 50% white, neutral, you know. Other minorities don't have as much, but everybody's just trying to do a job.
Okay, would that be,
I guess, favorable, whatever
favorable.
That is. I don't, yeah, I guess.
10, okay. What about the Philadelphia City Council?
Oh, losers, a group of losers.
0 to 10?
-2.
Okay. What about the Governor Josh Shapiro?
I don't know anything about that guy. If he lets Philadelphia do what he wants, if he lets Philadelphia overrule him, then he's a 0, -0, -2.
And what about the police commissioner, Kevin Patel?
He doesn't have any skin in the game. He's too new. And he's chosen, not voted in, so.
0 to 10?
I guess, I don't know. Too new. No skin in the game.
Okay, what about the council member, Kenyatta Johnson?
I think he's always on the TV trying to talk stuff, so 0, -2.
What about SEPTA?
SEPTA is great.
0
just a company trying, just a company trying to do its job.
0 to 10? 10 varying, being 12. Favorable?
12.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve the way Charlene Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I'm not sure. I don't know who that was.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Charlene Parker is handling her job as
Charlene Parker?
Mayor of Philadelphia?
the mayor?
Yes, the mayor of Boston.
She doesn't have more time. I have more time in Philadelphia than she's mayor. I'm not sure.
Would you say you strongly disapprove or strongly approve?
Neutral. Yet.
If you had to choose from approve or disapprove?
Neither.
In this case, there isn't a neutral?
Neither.
And do you agree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people
No. Zero.
Do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly. They just want their pockets and they look good for certain groups.
Okay. Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale of 0 to 10, your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue. And 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood.
Where did you get my phone number from?
We do surveys, and it's a system that provides to us the phone.
You don't have my name, right?
No, we do not have any information. This is a survey that we are doing.
Okay.
0 to 10, highly, 0, highly dissatisfied, 10, highly satisfied. Access to public transportation?
0.
The availability of good paying jobs?
0.
The cost of rent?
0.
The access to affordable housing?
0.
Public safety?
0.
The condition of roads and infrastructure?
0.
The quality of education in public schools?
0.
The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities?
0.
In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to the last year, getting worse? And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Ding, 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 ding. You got it. The last one.
Okay. Below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3. Personal care, groceries, paying down debt, public transportation, gas, healthcare, including prescription drugs, childcare, recreation and entertainment, rent, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, education, or yes, do choose.
I'm confused. What does it say?
Below the list that I read, the list below of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on, please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. Personal care, groceries, paying down debt, public transportation, gas, healthcare, including prescription drugs, childcare, recreation and entertainment, rent, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, and education. So like gas, two or
gas, car gas, and child care.
Okay. Thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not at all concerned, not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
Very concerned.
How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say
every day?
Ever? Rarely?
Every day.
Now, do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little or too much on the police departments?
Too little.
Here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action...
I gotta wrap this up, my friend, okay?
I'm going to make it really quick. I'm going to do it as quick as I can. I understand. I'm going to make it really quick. Would it make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer if the city implemented it? Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates. Would you say that's much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer?
They don't do anything. You need the police to do their job.
Or would you say not at all safer?
It's not going to do anything. You need police and the people to get convicted. You need a police and you need an AD. You need to be you need to be Republican.
Okay. Go ahead and input it as not at all safer. Now, what about the expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreational recreation centers, business districts, and libraries?
I like cameras. Cameras catch people.
Would you say much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer? To expand
a little bit
the use.
Safer. Somewhat safer. I don't know.
Okay, we'll go ahead and input it as somewhat safer. What about sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets? Would you say it's much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not at all safer?
I think they need to go to jail eventually.
Would you say begin sending residents suffering from a drug addiction and mental illness treatment centers rather than releasing them back to the streets? Would that be a little bit safer, not at all safer, somewhat safer, or much safer?
Not at all safer. Not safer. Okay. I gotta go, okay?
I'm gonna make it really quick. We have almost finished. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets.
Catch them all. Chase them. Chase them. Arrest them. Put them in jail. Yes.
Okay.
Go after them. Tie them up. Put them in jail. Wrap them up. Do whatever you got to do. It's illegal.
Okay. What about the open air drug market in Kensington?
Arrest them, take them in.
Would you say much
away.
Safer? Or somewhat
put them
safer?
Away. Or a if little they bit did safer. What? If they arrested them?
To close the open air drug market in Kensington?
They need to arrest all those people.
That would be a little bit safer, somewhat safer, or much safer, or
much safer.
What about the declare a public safety emergency in the city? Would that be much safer? Somewhat safer?
We need the marshals.
Would you
say marshals in fact?
we'd say is a little bit safer, somewhat safer, or much safer?
If we did what?
To declare a public safety emergency in the city?
Yeah, safer. Safer.
Somewhat safer or much safer?
Much safer.
In a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Charlene Parker recently? Just in a few words.
I don't know.
Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three items. Address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, support more affordable housing, improve the city's infrastructure, reduce juvenile crime, improve our schools and education, foster small businesses and local jobs, remove homeless encampments, hire more police officers, improve public transportation, invest in community development, tackle the opioid crisis, get guns off the streets. Please select
No.
Two or three.
We need people, more innocent people need to carry, have more guns. So, guns are good. Guns are good. They take care of bad people. You need to convict more crimes. You need to put, when people are guilty, they need to go away, not let be free. Need to keep more guns on the street for innocent people. Get rid of the Democrats in office and put term limits on city council. Hire more police. Get more Republicans within the city offices.
Okay. Here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where a 10 means that you strongly support the policy, a 5 means that you neither support nor oppose the policy.
Yeah, you're going to have to call back, my friend. I have to go. I have a baby on me, okay?
Right. I'm going to make it really quick. We are almost finished. 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10 to invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city. You strongly oppose or strongly support?
There's too many houses already.
Would you say you strongly oppose, as it being 0 or 1 through 4?
-1.
Okay. What about to provide nearly $100 million dollars for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers?
Waste of money.
Would you strongly oppose as a 0 or
0? -1. Waste of money.
What about to provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness?
No, just let them go.
Would you strongly oppose that?
Zero. Yes, opposed. I don't agree.
Okay. What about to add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 new community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents?
Can we do half of that? Can we just put 911 operators and leave out the rest because the other people are not going to do anything? that's just a free position, free money for somebody.
Would you strongly support it as a 10 or just a 6?
None, zero. I don't. If I can't take away.
Yeah, okay. What about to keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers? Would you strongly support or strongly oppose?
They need to do more research on people who pay the right taxes.
Okay. What about to invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools?
No.
Would you strongly oppose or one through four?
Oppose.
I said zero being strongly, four being not that...
Strongly oppose. The kids are a lost cause.
Okay,
parents
what about
are where it starts.
What about to invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets?
No, it's a waste of money.
Would you strongly oppose it as a zero?
Oppose. I've called 311 for the last 2 weeks for a car that's been sitting on my street for 2 weeks now and nothing. So, oppose.
Strongly. And what about to add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime?
No. Waste of money. No. Waste of money.
Would it be a strongly zero oppose or one through four?
Waste of money.
Strongly zero?
Waste of money.
Okay, what about to invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal?
Waste of money.
Go ahead and input as a zero, as a strongly opposed, correct?
Waste of money.
As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work from home for city employees and requiring
agree.
Them to...
Agree. Get to work. Agree.
Strongly,
get to work. Get out there. Go to work.
Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly. They need to get to office.
As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges that will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes. Or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for needle exchange programs?
Agree.
Do you strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools?
As long as the teachers don't get no more money.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support, correct? Okay. How often would you say you watch, listen, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day?
Call me back tomorrow. Okay.
We are almost 1 minute away. We are at 90%.
And just answer the questions. Just answer the questions for me.
Okay. How often would you say listen to or read about the news of the current events in the past year? Would you say every day? I'm gonna make it real quick. A few times a week. A few times a month.
Never. Never. It's shooting, shooting, shootings. Murder, murder, murder. Black on black crime. Blah, 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 blah.
In politics, you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent? You mentioned a Republican.
Donald Trump, number one.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Super strong.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
That's nobody's business.
Okay. Bear with me for a moment. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Pansexual.
Heterosexual or straight?
Pansexual.
Can you, you said, can you spell it out for me?
P-A-N. S-E-X-U-A-L.
Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
I identify as a Republican.
Do you identify as a transgender or non-binary?
Republican.
I'm going to go ahead and input it as a no. Would that be okay?
I identify as a Republican.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and no. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Nobody's business.
Just to answer the survey, would you say you are married? Married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Nobody's business.
I'm gonna go ahead and input single. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years old?
No.
For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you
Donald Trump? To...
And below are some potential news resources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. CNN.
Thank you.